Tasmanian state women's soccer team are taking on Calder United as a curtain raiser to the A-League game in Launceston next Thursday. And there's a couple of Coastal girls involved, which is fantastic news. Chris Hay is one of the senior women's state team coaches, and he joins me now. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning.
What a wonderful opportunity for our women's soccer players in Tasmania, but also for you as a coach as well. I reckon you can't wait for next Thursday.
No, look, it's really exciting. For, like you said, I'm from a coaching perspective, I'm very excited, and no doubt, you know, a lot of these girls that we have in the senior ranks probably haven't played in a what we'll call a representative game for a number of years. So, you know, it's certainly good for them to test where they're at in their sporting careers themselves against a very, very good fit young outfit that Calder have.
From Devonport, we've got Chelsea Dole-Bell and also Jasmine White. And from Ulverston, Lucy Reimer and Emily Nellis are in the squad. And I think it's fantastic that the Ulverston girls have got in particular, because they're not playing in the State League. It's in the Northern competition. So it's you know, great for them to have that opportunity as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, one of the great things, I think, with the selection trials was that it was open up to everybody. And you know, Lucy and Emily, I know both those girls through coaching at WSL level, and of course Ulverston missed out this year. But for me, you know, to have those two girls still selected in a state representative team, and we have other girls that play in championship level football as well in the other youth league as well. We also have Ellie Cropp from Taruna, who you know, they've just stepped up, and Izzy Atavi. But for those girls to be selected, you know, is a credit to them. And you don't have to be playing in the WSL to get a Guernsey in the state team, which is great.
Yeah, which is something AFL Tasmania didn't do a few years ago. Interesting to mention that there's a youth game as well. Annalee Bidwell from Devonport. Georgia Anderson as well, and Maddie Payne, all from Devonport, have got a selection in that one as well. How do you research a game against a team that's playing regularly at W League level, like Calder?
Look, it's really, really difficult, and you know, the NPLW in Victoria has only just started, so I've in my spare time sat down and watched their first game that they played against Alamein last weekend for their first game of the season, and you know, that was the result that Calder got up 5-1 against them. So, you know, to be able to analyse them, they will obviously play again this weekend in the Victorian NPLW, so, you know, I'll look at that game as well. I sent a message out to all the girls in the squad sort of saying, look, you know, let's sit down as individuals and have a look at the opposition they're going to be playing against. So that they've got a better idea of what they're going to be up against.
How well do you reckon our girls will gel on Thursday night, given they haven't been together for a long period of time and they're coming from various parts of the state, so it must be very difficult?
We started our trials 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I should say. So we had a southern trial. We then had the following day, on the 28th of last month, we had the northwest trial up in Devonport. So I went up for that. And then on the 5th of April, we brought the girls together for the final trial day, and that's basically our preparation, unfortunately. And as difficult as it is, you know, the opportunity is there. We're not going to gel as well as probably as Calder do, but you know, we've got some good quality girls in our side. So, and you know, they'll be up for the game to show, you know, what Tasmanian football's got to offer in the women's game.
What are your expectations? Do you go into the game thinking, oh, well, this is just for experience and we possibly won't win, or do you go in there confident that you can actually win the game?
Oh, you've got to go into every game thinking you can win the game. I mean, for me, you know, we want to be able to display a high-quality brand of football. That's our priority. But also, you know, you do. You go into every game. If you go in psychologically that this is just a an exhibition game, then, you know, I think you're there for the wrong reason. So everybody's got that fighting spirit within sport. These girls that wish to trial, you know, they wish to trial because they want to represent their state. When you're representing your state, you do it with honour and motivation to go out there and play your best. So, you know, first and foremost, a good display of football. Secondly, we're not going in there to play second fiddle to Calder.
No, I guess so. And, I mean, Tasmanians are fiercely supportive of all their sporting teams, no matter what the sport is as well. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of support from the crowd as well. The icing on the cake, too, is that there might be a scout or two there watching the game as well. So there's an opportunity for someone, if they can really put on a solo effort, to maybe catch the eye of a recruiter.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, Ray Dow, who's the coach for the young Matildas, she is down and she's specifically looking at five of our girls. Kate and Holly Bonnet-Benz, Eloise Payne, Anna Lee Bidwell. Unfortunately, Anna Lee won't be taking part. She broke her wrist, I think it was a week and a half ago, down in Hobart in a Melbourne Victory clinic, and we've got Jess McCallum-Smith from Launceston as well. So those five young ladies 18 months ago represented Tassie at the National Youth Identification Championships in Coffs Harbour, and during that carnival they were identified by Football Australia coaching staff as having potential to represent their country. So Ray's coming down as a follow-up. COVID knocked everything on the head, obviously, but Ray Dow will be down looking at that game and the youth game and the senior game. And like you said, you know, there will be people watching and, you know, there are a couple of girls, Innocent Michael, who will be in the senior squad. You know, she is an absolutely tremendous talent and I believe would be a player that would be more than capable of playing W League. So it'd be nice if, Calder sort of, if she had a good game and Calder look at the likes of her.
Yeah.
Because it creates a pathway for the girls that maybe we don't have that as well as other states.
Well, I think the ultimate aim of Football Tasmania is to have an A-League team and a W-League team as well. So then that pathway will be in place. In the meantime, though, this is the best way to get noticed. Congratulations to all the girls that have been selected. Congratulations to you, Chris, and we wish you the very best of luck next Thursday night. We're very parochial, but we hope you beat them by at least 3 goals.
Yeah, thank you. Looking forward to it.